Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. I'm Will Kohlmeyer, the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. I'm your host again this week for the podcast, which promotes all areas of our college. Another outstanding lineup of guests this week, including our leadoff hitter, Dr. Michelle Barragona. She is the VP of Instruction here at Northeast. And first of all, Michelle, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, and there are so many exciting things happening these days at Northeast, and I can't wait to tell the folks what the future will hold, but let's stay in the now. Hard to believe the fall semester is almost over, and then we take and turn our attention to the spring semester, and you've got a very important day coming up this Friday. It's priority registration coming up.
That's right. Priority registration. This is happening on November the 10th, this Friday, and this is the first shot for all currently enrolled students, and that includes part-time, full-time, dual-enrolled students, to register for their spring classes. After this Friday, the next week, which will be November the 13th through the 16th, we'll have advising week where students can come in and talk with their advisors and register for that spring semester. Once we get done with that, starting November the 27th, which is the first Monday after Thanksgiving, then any student who wants to enroll in classes for the spring semester will be allowed to come in and do their registrations.
Okay, so that's, once again, priority registration coming up this Friday, November the 10th. Now, I know we're in the process of still working on these different initiatives that will really benefit our current and also future students here at Northeast, and a lot of these dealings with these initiatives deal with technology in the classroom. I know that's very exciting for you, Michelle. Talk a little bit about these different initiatives and how it will benefit the students for years to come here at Northeast.
Well, we're trying to push for more and more iPads in the classroom, and in that push for increasing the amount of iPad use in the classroom, we're training our faculty this semester and next semester, so we'll be training them this fall and next spring, to increase the amount of iPad usage, increase the amount of collaborative work that's happening in our classrooms.
Wow, that's exciting. And it's also, I know folks out there are glad to hear that not only are we doing this for the students, but of course we got to coach up our instructors.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The training, very important. And with more on the technology, let's bring in the instructional technology specialist here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. He's Jeffrey Powell. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us week on Tiger Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you always help us out behind the scenes putting this show together, but we get you a little airtime this week. Talk a little about this technology. I know Michelle talked about a little bit on the surface, but let's delve in a little bit more when it comes to technology and how far we have come here at Northeast.
Well, currently we are working our way to increase the number of free textbooks that we have in class. 96% of all our courses will have digital course materials in the spring, and 46% of all those courses will be free. And one of the advantages of that is when we started looking at the data of how many students were purchasing, what students were spending on textbook cost, it was coming up to $1,200 a semester, and we've gotten that down to about $300 a semester.
Wow. That is eye-popping, and 96% we're looking at the spring to be digital.
Yes.
Very impressive numbers. And now, folks, Jeffrey, can we turn the clock back a little bit? 20 years ago, Jeffrey Powell was a biology student here at Northeast, didn't have a lot of technology background. Now, we fast forward, Jeffrey, we're in the time warp now, 20 years later, now you're our instructional technology specialist. This has got to be super neat from your perspective, to see how Northeast has transformed through the years from when you were a student to where we are right now. I mean, we're talking about cutting-edge stuff, what we're doing. The only community college in the state right now doing this, one of the few in the entire country. Talk about that process.
Yeah, it's been very interesting to see this transition. I remember being in the biology labs about 20 years ago and looking at dissecting animals in the biology labs, and kids had video cameras recording the parts of the animals as so that we could study for it. And I remember as myself as a student not being able to find one of those video cameras. And now to have these devices more or less in our pockets every day that we can do this stuff is really amazing.
It is amazing, and I tell you what, it will continue to amaze. I mean, these current students will start experiencing more in the spring, but and of course next year, but future students for years to come. I mean, this for Northeast to be in a lot of these different national publications when it comes to technology, you're looking at these major universities around the country, and then there's Northeast Mississippi Community College.
Yeah, you know, technology affects almost every job today, and it's our responsibility to give these kids a skill that they can use forever. So with us having this technology drive, we're actually teaching them to be better employees in the future.
Well, we are so thankful that you are an employee here at Northeast. Keep up the great work. Michelle Barragona, the VP of Instruction, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Kyle Carpenter. He works with our workforce training department here at Northeast and has taken the lead with our Furniture Academy in New Albany. First of all, welcome to this week's show, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here on board with us, and let's talk about this academy. It started last February. It's sponsored by several area employers, and it's a joint project with Three Rivers Planning and Development, the Franklin Institute at Mississippi State University, and CDF in Tupelo.
Yeah, that's correct. We actually got about 25 alliance members on board with us with this program, and basically what they kind of given us is the opportunity to train our students through a week class to give them the skills that they need to be able to have a work ready field out there for having better jobs for the people that are out there that's unemployed or have past experience in a furniture company. So it kind of gives them their foot in the door.
Well, then that's very important to get that foot in the door. And I know the way it's worked out with this Furniture Academy that you'd go in there, you'd be a part of this academy, and then you got a great shot, not only, like you said, put a foot in the door, but you also have a shot at getting a higher rate than if it was just somebody coming off the street and looking for a job.
Yeah, so basically, you know, when they get through the class, they'll have an opportunity to get a for sure job interview with any of our 25 alliance companies, but as well, they get a higher starting pay rate, and that could be from a quarter difference an hour, and it could be up to $2 an hour. So it really gives them, like you said, a foot in the door and kind of sets them apart from the people out there that has not been through the Furniture Academy that might be interested in getting a furniture job.
Well, what about some skill sets that they will learn from this Furniture Academy?
Yeah, some of the skill sets that we teach in our class, one of our biggest goals is to get these students ready for not only working in a furniture company, but having a professional attitude about whatever they go forth to doing. So we try to teach the students some interviewing skills. Another thing that we do teach them is we give them CRC certification. They get an OSHA certification too. And then we do job pass, which where they'll be moving around, picking up things, and making sure they don't have any kind of disabilities or any kind of weaknesses that we could maybe document for the employers to see.
This program, the Furniture Academy that Kyle Carpenter is talking about, is only 9 months old, but there are already quite a few success stories out there.
Yeah, we've had about 70 students to graduate through this program. And we've got about half of those placed in a furniture environment. So, you know, once they get through this class, you know, we kind of put on their self to present themselves and to do good in the job interviews. And, you know, usually, you know, these students that come in there have no experience in interviewing and or experience in a furniture company. And so, it does set them different. You know, I see a difference in the students when they come through the program. So, it does help, help them out when they get in there and kind of refresh their memory on some skills that they might not remember.
Well, that's wonderful because you're talking about the total package. Yes, you get a skill set, but then you also learn some life skills that will take you a long way.
Yeah, and that's, you know, just them being dependable and showing up for class, you know, for the 4 days, you know, it's not much to ask, but it does set them different from the people that would not come to class. You know, we offer the class as free tuition. Anybody off the street can come to our class. And, you know, I run into students that have all kind of different struggles, whether it's, you know, in the past, job experiences, or, you know, not being able to find a job. And this kind of, you know, once they come through this class, you know, you meet these people and you get to hear their stories. And it, like I said, it feels really good to help them out and, you know, help them make their future a little bit better.
Well, I know there's some people that are listening right now, Kyle, that they might know somebody, maybe a neighbor, they might have a nephew, somebody in their Sunday school class, whatever, that needs this little encouragement to join something and be a part of the Furniture Academy. What's the best way that they can get some more information on this? How can they reach out to you or any of the other folks that can get them on the proper track?
Yeah, so basically they can go online and register. It's stepinfrontoftheline.com. What they'll do on there is they'll basically just fill out some information that I will get, and then we will contact them and then set them up for a class. Or you can go to any of the WIN job centers in New Albany or Corinth or Boonville, and they can direct you to me personally, and I get to talk to, you know, if you're interested, I can talk to you and hopefully get you signed up for our next class.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks again for your time. Keep up the great work with our Furniture Manufacturing Academy over there in New Albany, and we really appreciate you being on the show.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here, and like I said, glad Northeast can help out the economy the way we do.
Our next guest is Amanda Garvin. She is an English instructor here at Northeast, and she's involved in a lot of other activities, and we'll talk about some of those coming up in just a bit. Appreciate your time, and welcome to Tiger Talk.
Well, thank you for having me.
I tell you what, you're in your 13th year here at Northeast Community College. You're involved in a lot of different programs, including the Good Shepherds program, and I know you've got a big day coming up this Thursday, Vegan Day, in Anderson Hall Auditorium. Keynote speaker, Dr. Deborah Keyhole, along with vegan caterer, Father Josh Shipman.
Absolutely, yes. We have that, and that'll be Thursday, November 9th at 12 p.m. in the auditorium, and we welcome anyone on campus who's interested, faculty, staff, students, to come out and join us.
And I understand you'll have some food also outside the auditorium.
Yes. Father Josh will be making some vegan snacks for everyone to try. And Dr. Deborah Kehoe, who is also an English instructor here at Northeast, is going to share her story of how she became a vegan and why she made those choices for herself.
Well, this all falls under the Good Shepherds program. I know that's very something special not only to you, but your daughter, Audrey, is the president of the program.
That's correct. Audrey and I thought over the summer about some ways we could get students to connect with animals on campus. And she mentioned that students would get homesick and miss their pets. And we thought if we could get students going into the shelter and actually helping the animals, that they would feel a little bit, you know, closer to home that way.
I think that's
so
great.
We started the organization together.
And a smooth transition into this Good Shepherds campus-wide care drive in conjunction with Boonville Second Chance Animal Sanctuary. Talk about this care drive that goes on through, I believe, December 1st.
That's right. We have a drop-off station, which is my classroom in Anderson 218. And you can donate through the website, which is www.b2cas.com. And that's the most needed item because we have animal care for vaccinations, worming, antibiotics, spiral treatments, flea treatments, et cetera, that we need to take care of. But students can also bring bleach, cat litter, flea collars, cat toys that can be sterilized, dog chew toys that can be sterilized, kitten food, cat food, puppy food, dog food, treats to train the animals, leashes, dog collars, towels, laundry detergent and softener, and puppy pads for small and large dogs.
Wow. So once again, if you can help out, how can they get a hold, best way to get a hold of you?
They can come by Anderson 218, or my office is Anderson 216, or they can call me at 720-7446, or they can even email me at abgarvin@nemcc.edu.
We talked about you being in your 13th year as an English instructor at Northeast, Amanda, more than 20 years of teaching, and you're also, speaking of teaching, you're involved in a prison creative writing class at the Alcorn County Correctional Facility.
That's correct. Every Wednesday night from 5:30 to 7:30, I meet with about 10 prisoners who want to work on being better writers. And that is through the Prison Rights Initiative that's been started, which is a nonprofit organization to help prisoners write about their stories, their past, and also look into poetry and what they can do with their skills. And these books are published by Louis Bougeot, who is the founder of the organization.
How about that? We need to keep an eye out for that. And talk about a highlight. This past week, you were down at a conference in Biloxi. We'll talk about this cross-curriculum project. You had a chance to meet with an astronaut lunar module pilot, Fred Hayes, of Apollo 13. Talk about that. And I know you were down there with your husband, who is a science teacher from Alcorn County Middle School.
That's right. We got to meet Fred Hayes and spoke with him a little bit before his presentation and really enjoyed all of the things he had to say and his life's work. And he is a Mississippi from Mississippi, and got to hear, you know, his story of his adventures. And then we presented our cross-curriculum project, which was called An Acre on the Moon, Writing for Fact and Fiction. And it was about using research and writing together to make better, use of students' time. So we had a wonderful experience.
No question about that. I'll tell you what, you stay so busy, not only teaching here, Amanda, at Northeast, but you're involved in so many other activities.
Right. I'm a Girl Scout leader, too.
Oh, my goodness. And you do get a chance to sleep at night, right?
I do.
Okay. Try to get your 8 hours in every night. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but keep up the great work. Really appreciate your time, and we appreciate you also being here this week on Tiger Talk.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Kenny Paul Gino at the scores desk. Time for him to enter this week's Tiger Talk. Kenny Paul, of course, the former Georgia standout in hoops. You like that little basketball theme I had working there for
Sounds
you?
Sounds good. I like it.
Back into the game. He's no stranger to Tiger Talk. He's on each week talking about what's coming up at Northeast, what's happening at Northeast. Kenny Paul is my right-hand man in the Marketing and Community Relations Department. And speaking of hoops, boy, it was nice to have basketball returning to Bonner Arnold Coliseum last night. Really nice crowd for our season opener.
Yes, glad to have all the fans show up last night at BAC Bonner Arnold. And, of course, for me, glad to have basketball back.
Oh, it's one of my favorite sports as well. And speaking of basketball, we've got a three-game homestand to start the season, and we're back in action at home this Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night, the Lady Tigers and the Tigers face Lawson State here at Bonner Arnold. So be sure to come out and support your Tigers as we, you know, continue this homestand.
5:30 and 7:30 the start for those. If you can't, if you're listening to this and you're not in the area, of course, you can always watch the games on NEM, CCTV, and they'll keep you up to date on that. I know Patrick Eaton and his foundation, the folks over in that department, planning some big deals, some events coming up for the basketball game as well this Thursday night, as Kenny Paul mentioned, hosting Lawson State. Now, going forward to next week, the 14th of November, what a huge day on the Northeast campus.
Yes, November 14th, a big day here for NEMCC. First, we'll have the Child Care Thanksgiving. And that's when the children come in for Thanksgiving. I think that's in the union above the cafeteria. And then also, remember, we've announced this the last two Tiger Talks, but the 14th is the can drive weigh-in. So remember to have all your can drive, the food, in by the 14th at noon so we can weigh that in and get that off. As remember, that's against our rivals, ICC, so we want to put on a big show for that. And also a big day, the P. Hale Oss. His family, but he will be getting a building named after him here on campus behind Dean Hall. So that'll be a big day for that family.
Wow, all of that going on next week on the 14th, and I think there's even basketball that night.
Yes, I'll be basketball that night also against Volunteer State.
Against Volunteer State, so how about that?
And also the beauty reviews that night for Northeast, the 14th. So a big loaded day there. Basketball, beauty review, and a bunch of stuff going on there here at Northeast.
So circle that day on your calendar, the 14th of November. Also be sure to circle the different ways you can keep up to date with everything happening here at Northeast. And that is social media, Kenny Paul, social media. We place so much emphasis on that here at Northeast.
Yes, our main campus, Instagram and Twitter. The Twitter one is at Northeast MSCC. That's our main Twitter account. And then the Instagram account for the main campus is NEMCC _ Tigers. So a little different there. And then our athletic page are the same for Twitter and Instagram. It's just at NEMCC Tigers. So pretty simple there. You were talking about, I meant to talk about it last week, the NEMCC TV. I couldn't go to Jones, and I watched that game on my phone when I was in Athens. That's a pretty neat thing. It's like actually HD TV, so it impressed me. So for sure, if you can't catch any of the basketball games, remember you can watch it on NEMCC TV. And also, my cousin Carter Smith has the games this year on the radio on Fun 91, so you can also listen to the broadcast.
So there's a lot of ways that you can keep up with not only athletics, academics. We've got their social media accounts. We've got the broadcasts. So a lot of neat things happening at Northeast and as we wind down this fall semester. Kenny Paul, appreciate your time. Keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you. Go Tigers.
Our final guest this week on Tiger Talk, we've got Amber Nelms, the clinical coordinator from our radiologic technology program, along with Jennifer Davis, who is the program director for radiology technology here at Northeast. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Amber, let's start with you, and let's go right into it. Let's start highlighting our radiology program. It's a two-year program, of course.
Yes, sir. It is a two-year program, and that is once the student completes a group of prerequisite courses. Just the basics, their college algebra, A&P, English. There's several things that they complete to be eligible to apply to the program. There is a competitive admissions process, which means not everyone that applies will be accepted. We accept 12 students a year, and that program does begin one time each year. They submit an application. Part of that process is that they do an 8-hour observation and complete an interview with us. We do select the class, and they get notified of their selection the first week of June. So it is a very competitive process for a student to be accepted, but total, once prerequisites are finished, they can usually expect to spend about 3 years.
Wow. So if you are fortunate, you take care of business in the classroom, you get into the radiology technology program here at Northeast, you graduate, or if you graduate with that AAS degree, then you have a chance to sit for a national certification.
Yes, we encourage them to sit for that certification exam immediately after graduation. Research has shown that the success rates are higher if they take that immediately while the information is still fresh. They do take that certification, and if they pass, they earn the credentials of RTR, which is a registered technologist in radiography.
Wonderful. Let's shift our attention to Jennifer Davis. As I mentioned, she's the program director for radiology technology. And the reason we've got you ladies in here in the studio this week, it's National Radiologic Technology Week from November 5th through the 11th. Jennifer, first of all, welcome to the show and talk about this huge week.
Thank you. First of all, the goal for radiologic technologists is to provide patients with safe medical imaging examinations and radiation therapy treatments is the prime goal for the nation's radiologic technologists. This week was created by the American Society of Radiologic Technologists in 1979. The event is celebrated each year during the week of November 8th. That is the day that the German physicist William Conrad Rankine discovered the X-ray all the way back in 1895. Medical imaging and radiation therapy professionals work with some of the most innovative equipment in the medical field to help identify pathologies, plan and administer treatment, and restore patient health. RT specializes in breast imaging, computed tomography, cardiac interventional procedures, MRI, nuclear medicine, ultrasound, radiation therapy, and general diagnostic radiology.
Wow, that's quite impressive. And once again, this week is National Radiologic Technology Week, and it really is a week-long celebration to bring the attention to the important role that medical imaging and, of course, radiology therapy professionals play in patient care and also, of course, healthcare delivery. Very, very important. All right, you've got some people out there wondering, okay, I'd like to be a part of this program, or I might have a question. What's the best way that potential future students could answer those questions or get those questions answered?
Potential students can go to the Northeast website, www.nemcc.edu, and they can look under Health Sciences, Find Radiology. And on that webpage, they can email us or find our phone number, either one.
Sounds wonderful. Cannot thank you both for being on this week's show, and all the best, and enjoy this special week.
Thank you.
All right, and with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. A special shout-out to Michael Miller and Jeffrey Powell for their behind-the-scenes efforts each week here on Tiger Talk. So for Michelle Barragona, Jeffrey Powell, who is also a guest this week, Kyle Carpenter, Amanda Garvin, Kenny Paulgino, Jennifer Davis, and Amber Nelms, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.